Joining me live in studio today is Mr. Kendall Erickson from Sharp Insurance. Kendall, how are you today?
Doing good, Duke. Thanks. How you doing today?
Doing great. Appreciate you swinging by. This has become kind of an annual tradition this time of year to have you in studio and
you bet.
Talk about the wonderful world of health insurance and how exciting it is.
Boy, it's fun stuff. I'll tell you that.
Did you know this was going to be a career for you one day? How did you fall into health insurance stuff?
No, good question, actually. So I didn't. It was probably the furthest thing from my mind, and I had a relative, and he knows who he is, that was in financial services, and we just talked one day, and you know, there was a need for a guy to do health insurance with that complemented his business, and I just kind of stepped into that role and started down a path, and then the path, you know, over the years has just changed, and just you know, sometimes you just start something and it leads somewhere, and that's where I'm at today, selling health insurance.
Well, at least somewhere, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, wasn't a dead end, at least. Yeah. So.
Well, we appreciate you stopping by, of course, with Sharp Insurance and open enrollment going on right now, and we like to have you in to talk about anything new, anything changes, and so let's start maybe with just the dates and the deadlines, Kendall, and tell us where everything is currently at with what people need to be doing.
Sure. Yeah. So there's a you know, a few different dates to keep in mind, because there really are, you know, people that are under the age of 65, they have their deadlines for regular health plans like us, you know, and then there are the Medicare deadlines. So maybe I'll start with the regular health insurance under the age of 65. the main dates to consider right now, it's called open enrollment period. And it actually started on November 1st, and they extended it. It usually goes till about December 15th. This year it's January 15th that you can hop on healthcare.gov, or, you know, go through an agent like me. You can, you know, go through and see if you qualify for tax credit subsidies to see if you, you know, to help pay for your health insurance plan for 2022. So they give you until January 15th to go on there and see if that's something that will work for you. And if you qualify, then, you know, it's based on estimated income for next year. The other option is you can buy a plan off that exchange at full price and not do the subsidy thing that's tied to your taxes. So,
Kendall, one thing that's changed in recent years is you don't have to have health insurance to get the tax hit. It's not a fine, right?
Yeah. Which I was glad to see that. I think that it needed to go. I mean, that's a personal opinion, but they would charge you, you know, they would tax you about 2.5% of your income if you didn't have qualified health insurance. And that was done away with a tax legislation a couple of years ago. So that is true. And so you don't have to have health insurance per se in that way, but it's always a good idea.
Sure.
So.
But I guess what I was leading to is, along with that, you also don't have to have it on the exchange as well, correct?
Right.
So tell us what, for those that are, you know, the Affordable Care Act and still not quite certain they want to go that route, what other options are there in Wyoming?
Good point, because I have a lot of clients that either don't qualify for those subsidies or don't want to do the exchange for some reason. And so there are, you know, the plans are unique. They aren't exactly apples to apples, you know, comparable coverage with the exchange plans. But there's one called short-term medical insurance that it can actually be more of a long-term solution. You can buy it for up to 3 years at a time. And it can be a good plan that works well, you know, a fraction of the cost of the full price, you know, like Blue Cross and Marketplace plans. And so short-term medical, and then those, you know, believe it or not, those Christian or sharing plans that you hear about on the radio sometimes, they aren't true health insurance, but they are, you know, a good option for some people. So they're worth looking at as well. I'd say those are the two that would be the best alternatives to the exchange, you know, you'd say. And then if I could mention one other thing about the exchange, there's two companies on there now. Blue Cross of Wyoming was the only game in town for a long time, and now there's one called Mountain Health Co-op, which I can actually represent, but they are in Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming, and you know, people can have two options now. So I think that's always good.
Perfect. Kendall Erickson in studio this morning with Sharp Insurance, and again, open enrollment happening right now. Inflation's been such a big part of 2021. What are you seeing as far as health insurance rates for those 65 and under on and off the exchange? Are things in flux right now, just like everything else?
You know, that's a weird market, because it's part of it is federally subsidized. So I would say any of the plans that you're paying full price for, in general, they're always going up. But these tax credit subsidies have been expanded so much to cover people so well that sometimes people get a free or very cheap plan, and it's really not affected by inflation. So believe it or not, that can be, you know, go the other way. So on the exchange, if you qualify for a subsidy, it's quite generous right now, and you can probably get a real low rate if you just qualify at all. So
one thing I want to reiterate along with that, if someone's listening right now without health insurance because they're not sure if they can afford it, I would really recommend speaking to someone like Kendall, because there may be some options, right? At least to look into.
I think so. Yeah, absolutely. Even though we haven't expanded Medicaid to cover a lot of people in Wyoming, the exchange fills that role and can you know, for especially for people with lower income, can be a good option.
Kendall Erickson, Sharp Insurance this morning. Before we go into Medicare and everything involved with that, anything else that you wanted to mention for those 65 and under?
I don't think so. I think you just have to weigh out those, you know, is the exchange right for you? And if not, these alternative plans, and there are pros and cons to all of them, so it just needs a discussion.
All right, so let's talk Medicare then. And mm-hmm. for those 65 and older that qualify, what's happening right now? Is the open enrollment kind of the same thing for them?
It's similar. So they call it the annual enrollment period. And really, in our area, it really only applies. There's a lot of confusion surrounding this. And for anyone that's watched TV lately, there's a lot of TV ads out there, and they just hammer this, you know, annual enrollment period, you know, sign up for your plan. Well, in our area, Medicare Advantage is actually something that's not available in Lincoln County right now. There aren't any companies offering that, and that's a different type of Medicare plan that they really push on TV. So what we have here is Medicare Supplement. It's also known as Medigap, and those are plans that you can pick one up when you first go on Medicare. They don't ask any medical questions. You can also shop around anytime throughout the year, but they ask medical questions to do that. And so that's a unique plan in and of itself. But right now, the annual enrollment period is real mainly for those Part D prescription drug plans that go along. They supplement the health part of your plan. They are the prescription part. And you have to sign up or switch your plan from October 15th through December 7th on those. And so we've got a few weeks left.
Okay. Is that process kind of similar? They go somewhere like the exchange, or how does someone get signed up for this?
So you can go through an agent like myself, or agent or broker. You can go on Medicare.gov and run a quote of all the Part D plans. It even lets you plug in your prescriptions. It runs the 22 different plans available in Wyoming and says this plan's the cheapest for you. So that's what we use, and you know, that and the supplements. It's a good time to look at both of them. But that's right now's the time to really dive into your prescription plan.
Okay. So. And as far as those plans go, explain to me more about how Medicare works. Can you go through something like a Blue Cross Blue Shield or this other company you were talking about that's new to the state?
Yeah.
Or does it have to be through? I mean, how does that work with Medicare?
No, I'm glad you asked, because it's something I go over with clients all the time. So Medicare itself is Part A and Part B, right? And that's what you get from the government. And that makes up, so Part A is basically hospital coverage. It's, you don't pay a premium for it. Part B, you do pay a premium to the government for, and it's your outpatient care. So together, those make up about 80% of, it's a good health plan, but it only covers about 80% of your medical bills. And so to cover that other 20%, you're buying a Medicare supplement plan through a private insurance company, but it's a standardized plan that the government has come up with that fills those gaps, that 20%, in different ways. And so you have a few different options of plans, but then you also have options of choosing your company, you know, so you can go through a Blue Cross or a Humana or a Mutual of Omaha and choose, you know, because these are standardized plans, they have to cover you the same way. And so you can just choose your company and try to get the best rate. And that's the same with the drug plans. Funded by Medicare, but sold through private insurance companies. Lots of companies to choose from, and you can pick the one that suits your needs. So,
well, Kendall, if I've learned anything from our conversation, is I don't have a clue how to navigate all this. So I would strongly encourage our listeners to go see a broker or an agent similar to yourself to help navigate everything like this, because there's so many wrinkles and different ways to do this.
I agree, and I'm biased, but I think that's a good idea, especially since these things are constantly changing, honestly. You know, the Medicare keeps changing things. You know, they'll up their Part B premium and some of their things. And then there's always a little bit of movement going on, and I think that's why it's good to review it every year with a person like myself. So
perfect. Anything we missed that you wanted to mention this morning?
I think we've covered it, Duke.
Okay. So how do people get in touch with you, Kendall?
So my phone number at Sharp Insurance is 307-885-1499. That's probably the best way to start.
Perfect. That's Kendall Erickson, Sharp Insurance, and open enrollment right now. It's all part of the weekday wake up on the SBI Radio Network.